Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2299. 3 Tips for Slimmer, Trimmer Abs by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, on yesterday's episode, that was episode 2298, I read an article from Christian Finn about some common training myths. One of the myths was about how performing deadlifts, for example, can lead to six-pack abs. Christian then shared how published research simply did not support this idea. But that may have left you wondering, well, what can I actually do to get six-pack abs? Well, listen on, because that's what we're discussing in today's article as we continue optimizing your life. 3 Tips for Slimmer, Trimmer Abs by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. We've all seen the ads that promote one simple trick for a flat stomach. Knowing how obsessed we are to have abs, the ads keep coming. Get lean, burn off fat while you sleep, or follow this one rule for six-pack abs, or get your tiny belly back eating exotic nuts and berries, or Ohio mom got itty-bitty eating only watermelon and using a hula hoop. If only the advertisements delivered on the hype, we could all be ridiculously happy, healthy, wealthy, super sexy, oh, and have fitness model abs. But the truth is, getting washboard abs is incredibly hard, way harder than the ads dare to admit. We know this because we have all tried and tried and never quite got the results we wanted, which is why we keep falling for the one trick to vault us past the hard part and onto smaller waistlines and admiring looks. Let me make something clear. I do not think anyone is crazy for buying another product or exercise video to help them get shredded. What I do suggest is that when you really want abs, you need to get 3 things perfectly clear. First, your level of commitment. Second, what not to do. And third, what to do to be successful. Let's get to the heart of the matter. Commitment is what you are willing to do to get what you want. I think shelves full of self-help books and TED Talks have pretty well enlightened us to the fact that the key to results is directly proportional to our level of commitment. Only you can determine how committed you are. Make that your first step. Because the fact is, exercise and dieting will not work unless you're committed to the process. Now that we know our level of commitment, let's get clear about what does not work to create slimmer abs. Here are 5 things that absolutely will not help you get abs. The list is self-explanatory. The big takeaway here is to commit to letting go of the urge to waste time on these ideas and focus on what actually works. 1. Sit-ups. The transverse abdominal muscles form the six-pack. This is a muscle group that already exists but is probably not visible because it's covered by a layer of fatty tissue. Doing 1,000 sit-ups will only put tremendous stress on the lower back while doing nothing to make the abs pop. Abs will start showing when you reduce your body fat percentage. 2. Decline sit-ups. These are a great way to stress the lower back and smoke your hip flexors, but are not effective for revealing your abs. Again, your core may become stronger, but at too high of a risk of injury. Overall, these are a time waster when the goal is a sexy six-pack. 3. Cutting back on water. This is a bad, bad idea. When you cut back on water, your muscles flatten out and your body retains water. You must hydrate your body to grow muscle. Any diet that recommends that you limit or stop your consumption of water is certifiably unhealthy. 4. Weight loss supplements. Hate to burst your bubble, but magic pills won't get you ripped. They will never be the shortcut to total commitment to hard work. Stop fantasizing about doing things the easy way and get back to work. And 5, almighty aerobics. People put way too much emphasis on exercises like running, elliptical machines, and stationary bikes, not realizing that they will burn, on average, 550 calories in an hour. This is an average for people who really exert themselves for the full hour. Now that sounds like a lot of calories, but what most people don't understand is that a simple meal of a cup of brown rice with 4 ounces of chicken has 390 calories. In other words, eat one meal and you'll almost be even with the amount of calories it took an hour for them to burn. Now let's get focused. Here are 3 things that absolutely will help you get slimmer abs. The list is short and sweet, but the results are very real. Commit to focus on what works and get the flat stomach, slim waist, and admiring looks you so deserve. 1. Maintain a food journal. Face the fact you rarely remember what you ate, how much you ate, and how you felt afterward. Get a journal, write down starting weight and total fat percentage, and then write your goals. Then, make the time to keep track of what you eat. You will be surprised how this simple tip accelerates weight loss. 2. Eat nutritiously. Abs are the result of eating nutritious foods. This is your primary focus. First, commit to reducing your intake of processed foods, like foods high in added sugars and fast foods. Increase your water intake. Then, start tracking your intake in your food journal. I cannot stress this enough. Eat a wide range of wholesome, nutrient-rich foods that you truly enjoy. Eating any other way is a big mistake. You will only see results when you consistently take control of your diet by eating healthy, enjoyable foods. And 3, train smart. It's true that exclusively working out will never burn enough calories to shed serious fat. Workouts that combine muscle and cardiovascular strengthening work best. Find workouts that suit you and stick with the program. Again, consistency is key to getting the results you want. That's it. 3 things to focus on. Journal, eat nutritious foods, train smart. No hype, no sales pressure, just the skinny on getting your slim, trim summer stomach. Be committed, be consistent, put in the work. There's never been a better time for you to trade in that spare tire for the rock hard abs you've always wanted. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Tips for Slimmer, Trimmer Abs by Andy Thusen of andythusen.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to go back to today's author's first suggestion, maintaining a food journal. Anytime we find ourselves plateauing with our body weight goals or even our fitness goals, start writing everything down. By that, I mean track what you're eating and your exercise. Many studies have found that by simply writing down what you've done, that automatically is an eye-opening experience. It helps us become more aware of what we're doing and helps us find patterns in our behavior. Plus, it's hard to write down things like we performed 0 minutes of activity today, so it can serve as a reminder to keep going. And again, this isn't my opinion. We have lots and lots of research to support this idea of tracking our behavior. So if you decide you want slimmer, trimmer abs and you're not sure which of Andy's tips to start with, I would say start with the first one. Maintain a journal. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep this show going. Oh, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.